From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea, in for Ed Gordon. National Urban League President Marc Morial says Congress should protect and assist people displaced by Hurricane Katrina. The former mayor of New Orleans is in Washington today to hold lawmakers' feet to the fire. He's also giving a keynote speech on Katrina, race, and poverty at Georgetown Law School. He'll announce a new Katrina relief fund to help residents rebuild. Marc Morial now joins us from our NPR headquarters in the nation's capital. Thanks for joining us.
Good to be with you.
So tell us exactly what this Katrina Relief Fund is about. What specifically are you talking about?
Well, what we're doing is the National Urban League has over 100 affiliates throughout the nation, and our affiliates provide services to people. Our Katrina initiative is about helping evacuees who now find themselves in cities like Baton Rouge, Houston, Dallas, Austin, Memphis, just to name a few, connect with housing and jobs as they move from shelters. In some cases, as they move from double bunking with family members, friends, or in some cases, strangers, as well as to help people connect with jobs. In some cases, people need to connect with jobs in Houston, in Dallas, in Baton Rouge, because their ability to return to New Orleans is long-term because of the damage that their home may have suffered. In some cases, we hope to help people connect with jobs in the rebuilding and the recovery, because I believe very strongly that people have a right to work, that the evacuees and the victims ought to be first in line for the recovery and the rebuilding jobs. So this is the work that we're going to do.
Let me just ask you, are you talking about a private effort, a nonprofit effort, or a government effort, or a combination? What specifically is
our
the mechanism?
Our specific effort, our fund, our initiative is a nonprofit effort that's going to be funded substantially by private dollars. And what we're doing is supporting the work of our affiliates. Our affiliates have housing counselors, employment counselors. We've been stretched literally to the gill with the demand for services in places like Houston and Dallas because there's so many people that we need to help. So that is part of our initiative, and that's an important component of the programming work we're going to do. On the other hand, there's a policy and an advocacy side. At a speech I'll give at Georgetown University Law Center on Wednesday, I will outline what I call the Katrina Bill of Rights. And that Bill of Rights encompasses rights that I believe that victims and evacuees and survivors of Katrina ought have. One key right is the right to work on the rebuilding of New Orleans and the Gulf Coast, to be first in line, because many people, several hundred thousands of people, have lost their jobs because of Hurricane Katrina. What better way to give them an opportunity to get back to work than to give them an opportunity, the first right, to participate in the recovery and the rebuilding effort?
Let me ask you this. What about what you're doing now is revolutionary? What about what you're doing now isn't the same reaction that nonprofit groups have to every disaster, which is to say, I'm going to help you, and then 5 years later you find out that the people who were affected by the disaster have not had their lives changed in any material way?
Well, I think in this case, what we're doing is just basic, dealing with basic needs on one front. I mean, the other side of it is the broader policy implications that I'm going to talk about this morning. The idea that, indeed, Hurricane Katrina laid bare the problems of poverty, race, and class in this nation in a way that many people, to be quite honest, felt that these problems had been solved, but they were absolutely wrong. Those of us who work in these areas, who've worked with people in communities and cities, have been loud voices for a long time saying these problems have not gone away. Katrina laid bare those problems. And that's, in that respect, this indeed is a wake-up call for this nation when it comes to poverty and race. Now, one of the features...
I actually have to jump in just because we're running out of time. One of the reasons we're running out of time is because we want to talk about the bankruptcy bill, which affects a lot of Katrina survivors. But before I go to that and ask you about that, I want to ask you, in your role as head of the Urban League, do you feel that you should be in an adversarial position to government, urging it to do something different, or should you be in a partnership with government trying to get government to reinvest in work programs that would get Katrina survivors back into their own city? What's your role?
For us, it's both, because we are at fundamentally one of the things we do is serve people. And we serve people in partnerships with government and the private sector. The other thing we do is policy advocacy. We are not simply a mouthpiece organization. We're also an organization that, on an annual basis, serves 2 million people. Many of these people would not be served but for us. They're in our after-school programs. They're in our job training programs. And we do work in partnership not only with government, but also with private foundations, with corporations, in order to do that very important work. But we also, yeah.
I unfortunately have to jump to the question of bankruptcy because we have a gentleman coming on to talk about that. Katrina survivors have been given a certain amount of buffer against this new bankruptcy bill taking effect next week. Do you think that that's enough? Is that enough to protect them from the catastrophic losses?
How much of
losses?
A buffer is it?
That's the question that's up in the air. What do you, in
your
analysis?
I really believe that there ought to be a moratorium or suspension of these new provisions to give people an opportunity to determine whether they want to file bankruptcy. I fear that many people I know have rushed to file bankruptcy to beat the new deadline because they feel that after the deadline, they're not going to be able to discharge their debts. I think that the new bank features of the new bankruptcy law were just insensitive and inappropriate to try to force people. It runs counter to what bankruptcy is really all about. And I think that there ought to be some specific provisions, a moratorium, if you will, on the new bankruptcy law for Katrina victims and survivors to give them more time and an opportunity to get their lives together. Many people can't find their papers, their personal papers. They don't have access to their banks. I don't think the average American has shown a lot of compassion, but may have the sense of how dispossessing Katrina has been. People have lost their houses, their homes. They're disconnected from their families. They can't find their papers just to be able to get things together and make an intelligent decision.
They're so absolutely vulnerable, and we're going to have to leave it there. Mark Morial, President and CEO of the National Urban League, former mayor of New Orleans. We certainly will talk to you more soon. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.